Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Yet are able to soon. We have a great Tech It Out plan for you this hour. We're going to kick things off in a moment with a chat about Alexa tips and tricks, how to get more out of your favorite smart speaker. I wrote about this topic last weekend for USA Today, and I'll interview Catherine Prescott from VoiceBrew.com. It's an email newsletter devoted to smart speakers. After that, I'll replay an interview with a company called Good Trust about what happens to your digital life after you die. They've got an impressive solution. I wrote about Good Trust last week in AARP. Wow, I'm just shamelessly plugging all my articles on the show, aren't I? And finally, we're going to learn about a new and high-tech spin on Lego. It's a brand new Lego product called Lego Video. All of this and more on a brand new Tech It Out, powered by Asus, for those in search of incredible. I'll tell you more about Asus shortly, but let's kick off the show with our first interview. Depending on whom you ask, one in four or one in five of us now own an Amazon Echo device, powered by the Alexa voice assistant, of course. Whether it's 20% or 25% of the population, it's huge. Perhaps we love the simplicity of these hands-free, voice-powered smart speakers that will answer our questions or control our smart homes. And once you own one, it's fun to discover what else it can do. So who better to chat with about a handful of Alexa tips and tricks than Catherine Prescott, founder and editor of VoiceBrew, a free email newsletter about your smart speaker. Welcome back to the show, Catherine. Good to chat with you.
Great to be with you again, Mark, and thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, for those who didn't catch our first talk, before we get to some great Alexa tips and tricks, tell us about yourself and VoiceBrew.
Thanks, Mark. So I am the founder and editor of VoiceBrew. I launched VoiceBrew 2 years ago. I think the last time we spoke was almost a year and a half ago, Mark. So, you know, really happy to be back here with you today.
Likewise. BC, before COVID.
Yeah, exactly. Right. BC, gosh, seems right. Like more than a year and a half.
For sure.
So I launched VoiceBrew 2 years ago with a mission of helping people learn how voice tech like Alexa and Google Assistant can make their lives better. And today we are the number one email newsletter, free email newsletter, for helping people get the most out of Alexa and Google Assistant.
Awesome. Congratulations on that. I subscribe to VoiceBrew. Do you want to remind listeners how they can sign up for the newsletter? And then we'll jump into to some great Alexa tips and tricks?
Yes, and thank you for asking. It's super easy to subscribe. Just go to voicebrew.com. That's voicebrew.com and enter your email address right on the homepage. You can't miss it, and you'll start receiving our free email newsletter today. We send it out every Monday through Thursday. Alexa and Google Assistant tips and tricks in your inbox.
Yes, I know you added Google Assistant fairly recently, but today we are going to borrow your expertise when it comes to Alexa. It is, as I mentioned off the top, without question, the most popular smart assistant in our homes. So with that in mind, let's talk about some of your favorite tips. Where do you want to start?
So first things first, one of my all-time favorite and I think most useful tips is how to get the right Echo to answer you. So more and more people now have multiple Echoes in their homes. And I think this is a trend, Mark, that maybe has, you know, really accelerated since we last spoke. Mm-hmm. And one of the most common complaints that I get from VoiceBrew readers, and this is definitely an issue that I've experienced in my home, is when you say Alexa, sometimes the wrong Echo device wakes up and answers, and it can be frustrating and it can create confusion. And luckily, there is a really easy solution to this, which is you can change the wake word so that different devices that are in range of each other have different wake words. So for example, I have an Echo device on my bedside table, and I also have one in my bathroom because I like to listen to music while I shower. The one that's on my bedside table has Alexa as its wake word. So whenever I want to say anything, you know, Alexa, set an alarm, Alexa, you know, play this, you know, Bruce Springsteen radio, whatever the, you know, command is that I'm saying, you know, I address that Echo as Alexa. But when I'm in the bathroom, I address that Echo as Echo is the wake word for that one. And in order to change the wake word, you literally just have to say, Alexa, change the wake word. And then you can choose a new one. And your options are, of course, Alexa, Echo, Amazon, or computer. And this is just a super useful little tip, especially for those of us who have multiple Echoes in our homes. Mm.
And considering you can get the Amazon Echo Dot for as low as $25 during the year at certain points, like Prime Day or Black Friday, more of us are installing more than one of these in our home. And of course, calling your device computer is a nod to Star Trek. But then I guess the catch is, Catherine, you have to remember which speaker you're addressing instead of just calling them all the same thing. That's a great tip, nonetheless. Before we continue, I also want to let our listeners know that we don't want your smart speakers to go off. There is a way to train it to only respond to your voice with that wake word, but it's not perfect, even if you have done that. So going forward, Catherine and I are going to say A instead of her name, so we can minimize the odds of your smart speaker going off. All right, so we were talking about some of your favorite tips. You shared the one about naming each smart speaker with a different wake word, different name. You have another one that's sort of like your all-time fave, right?
Yeah, well, look, something else that I love about A is all the ways that using A in your smart home can help you save money. So one idea for listeners is to use A-connected smart plugs with routines to turn appliances on or off on a schedule. And this is just a really easy and effective way to cut back on energy usage. So, for example, you know, it could be to use, you could use this to turn off a space heater after a certain amount of time. With an A-connected smart plug, you can use it with A-connected lights to make sure that you don't leave your lights on, you know, after you go to sleep or during the day. You know, in the summer, which will come soon enough, you can use it with your air conditioner or, you know, an A-connected smart plug with a fan. So this is something else that I think is really helpful.
All right. So you can use your voice to turn something on and off that wasn't really originally designed for it. So you can plug an old, like, bedside lamp from 1985 into a smart plug and then plug that into the wall. And then now when it joins your Wi-Fi, you can use your voice to turn it on or off. And you can also set schedules, as you hinted at, and other routines and timers as well. If you want your lamp to go off in 60 minutes, you can often do that through the app as well. But we are focusing mostly on voice commands, which is really great. So I like that about smart plugs, Catherine. What's the newest Alexa command that you've learned that you really liked?
So this is such a small thing, but my favorite new A command is send a hug to mom. This came out, you know, late last year. It lets you easily send a hug, an A hug, to any of your contacts who has an Echo speaker. Again, there's so much, you know, super technologically interesting and sophisticated stuff that's coming out on A all the time. But what I'm really trying to sift through and share with Voice Brew readers and with all of the listeners today is stuff that's like really going to impact your life in a positive way, just your everyday life. And, you know, just getting a hug, you know, my mom often sends them to me. It's such a nice little surprise. Just sending your contacts a hug, I promise it will be a way to just make their day a little bit nicer. And so that's something that I really like.
And what is a virtual hug? I mean, they get a notification on their speaker that Catherine is sending you a hug, that kind of thing?
Yeah, sometimes there can be a little voice recording depending on, you know, what you opt into. But it's nice, and it's just a nice little surprise. And you don't have to respond, you know, texting. And there's so many platforms for sending people messages, of course. But often you get the message, you have to respond. Maybe you're having a crazy day. There's something about the hug that's just, you know, I'm thinking of you.
And how do you send it to somebody? Do they have to be in your contacts?
Yeah, so anybody in your contacts. So if you've opted to connect your contacts to A in the A app, then A is smart enough to automatically know which of your contacts has an Echo. You probably have some sense for, you know, family members that have an Echo, you know, maybe close friends. So I say, A, send a hug to mom's cell.
Got it. I really like that. I mean, like you said, who couldn't use a hug during a pandemic? So the walkthrough on how to import your contacts into Alexa is on voicebrew.com, or you can Google VoiceBrew send hug Alexa, some of those keywords, and you'll find your walkthrough there, Catherine. We are chatting with Catherine Prescott from voicebrew.com. We're going to continue chatting with her after this short break for even more Alexa tips and tricks, including a fun and free game you can play with your friends or family, whether you're all around the same Alexa smart speaker or over the internet. So stay tuned to Tech It Out for that. We have other guests coming up this hour as well. This show is brought to you by Asus. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio to learn all about the Asus VivoBooks and ZenBook laptops. Very sweet. I'll tell you more about them shortly. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out on the Radio America Network.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live? While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Catherine Prescott, founder and editor of Voice Brew, a free email newsletter all about your smart speaker. That's our topic for today as well. All right, Catherine, what's another new command that you've learned to try on our smart speaker?
So something a little different. For those of you who, like me, are missing having a little arts and culture in your life during the pandemic, just try saying Open Art Museum to A. It's a very cool new A skill from the Art Institute of Chicago, and it lets you tour the museum right from your Echo Show. So what'll happen is A will prompt you to ask for a certain genre. So you could say something like, show me sculptures or show me French paintings, and then she'll show you a piece of art. And the Institute's curators and experts will tell you all about it. So you'll get to learn about its history, the meaning, symbolism. And it's just sort of, you know, during, especially during the pandemic when we're, it's a lot harder to go out to the museum and, of course, you know, theater and, you know, arts and culture things that used to be part of so many of our lives are just not available. It's really nice experience.
Okay. So just a caveat, you need a smart display. Specifically, you need an Amazon Echo Show device, which is not just a speaker, but a screen as well. And that way you get this museum walkthrough on your screen, which is a great tip. Also, you mentioned the word skill, Catherine. Just to clarify to our listeners, this is an add-on to your Amazon Echo smart speaker, right? This is like a third-party app, if you will. And they're called skills, and you can often install them just with your voice saying, add the blank, blank skill, or you can go into the app and add it. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. It's the sort of A equivalent of like a, you know, iPhone or Android app.
Right.
And, you know, Amazon and its ecosystem calls it a skill.
Yeah.
And what's really nice is that, you know, it used to be that you'd have to go into the app and enable the skill. Now, for many of the skills out there, you can just immediately start using it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to even go through the step of enabling it.
Oh, that's cool.
In the Art Institute example, you could just say, open art museum, and you'd go straight into it.
Speaking of pandemic-related skills, like the ones you just gave, there's a few other ones that I'd love for you to share. I remember reading a newsletter from Voice Brew a couple of weeks ago on how your smart speaker can help you de-stress, which I think is also a great way to leverage your smart speaker.
So you might be thinking of the one I did a few weeks ago, Hypnotize Me,
yes,
which is which is a fun one. Highly recommend
trying it.
So
let our listeners know, when you say the wake word and then you say hypnotize me, what happens?
Well, I think that listeners should try it for themselves and see, you know, different experience for everyone. No, but in all seriousness, you'll get a few different options for, you know, different sort of types of, you know, hypnosis. And it kind of puts you into, it almost feels a little bit like a guided meditation, but slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few minutes of your time, you know, see if you like it. And if you don't, you know, you can just exit right out of it by just saying, A, stop.
Right. I know that some popular meditation and mindfulness apps like Calm and I think Headspace mm-hmm. also have Alexa skills as well.
Yep, that's right. A couple more that I'd love to share. So one of my favorite ways to use A during the pandemic has been with my work from home routine. So, you know, it's crazy to, you know, realize that we're in month 11 of the pandemic and
yep.
many people are continuing to work from home, and I definitely feel like on many days, you know, my work-life balance is just slipping away. It's so easy to just pick up your laptop for one more minute of emails, and then that becomes an hour or more. And I created pretty early in the pandemic, I created a work from home routine that adds a little bit more structure to my work day. So it sort of, you know, kicks off with, you know, I have it kicking off at 9 a.m. It says, okay, Catherine, you know, time to get ready to work. Like, let's go. You know, it makes me feel motivated. You know, I know it's sort of time to start, sit down and get working. It reminds me to take a break in the middle of the morning, stop for lunch, suggests mid-afternoon that I might want to consider a walk. And then maybe the most kind of important part of this routine is it ends my work day. It tells me, you know, Catherine, time to get ready, you know, go cook some dinner, go take a break. And I have that running at, you know, 6:30 p.m. It's important to just have that kind of nudge.
All right, Catherine, as we wrap up, again, the website is simply voicebrew.com, and they can just sign up to get that email newsletter 4 days a week, correct?
That's right.
Catherine, great chatting with you. Have a great rest of the month. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks again for having me, Mark.
Before we take a short break and return with the Good Trust, I'll remind you what they do in a moment. Just a reminder that when you're working on your computer, to proactively back up your important files on a regular basis, I only use Western Digital products, whether it's the WD line or SanDisk. I use external SSDs or solid state drives. What I do is have an external drive plugged into my computer at all times, and I have regular backups. So every other night, in the middle of the night, it combs through my PC and it looks for anything that's new or changed, and it backs it up to the drive. It's done automatically with software already on that drive, but definitely check out Western Digital's website and their products like WD Black, G Technology, which is more rugged, like SanDisk and other external drives. So really like SSD over hard drives, but lots of choice out there without breaking the bank and super reliable. So again, WD.com. When we return on Tech It Out, it might sound like a grim topic, but what happens to your online activity after you die? Maybe you should assign a digital beneficiary. So we're going to chat with The Good Trust, a company designed to help any issues if you are locked out of your accounts, a family member passes away unexpectedly, perhaps has happened quite a bit, as you might expect, over the past 12 months. So we're going to catch up with The Good Trust to learn about their services. So a lot more Tech It Out coming up.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is sponsored by IBM. A new IBM study of 3,000 CEOs across nearly 50 countries reveals how CEOs are navigating this moment of upheaval. Surveyed CEOs see the remote anywhere workplace as a top challenge looking ahead. Outperforming leaders are relentlessly focused on their people's well-being, even at the cost of profitability. This is critical since one in four employees IBM surveyed reported they plan to change employers in 2021, citing the need for more flexible work schedule or location as a top reason why. Also, CEOs named technology and regulatory factors as the top external forces that will affect their business going forward. Jesus Mantis, Senior Managing Partner, IBM Global Business Services, says,
"The pandemic has challenged leaders to reset and focus on what's truly essential, especially their people. The anywhere workforce requires company leaders to provide agile technology, adopt more empathetic leadership models that prioritize employee well-being, and to champion flexible and inclusive cultures in order to thrive."
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
"Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list."
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine: good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. With all of our online activity, we do leave a digital footprint, more so today than ever before. And that includes social media, cloud accounts, email, and much, much more. So what happens when you die? Well, it might seem like a grim thought, but I think it's an important discussion. And a new startup called Good Trust was designed to help manage all of your digital accounts. We're going to learn about it right now with its founder and CEO, Rickard Stieber. Welcome to the show, Rickard.
Thank you, Mark. Great to be here.
So it's been said good technology solves a problem. With this in mind, please set up Good Trust for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've always been a strong believer in technology for good. But earlier this year, with the rise of COVID pandemic, came to the conclusion, as some of my family members and many of my friends passed away, that actually no one has any idea what happened to their digital stuff when we passed away. And we did a survey of 1,000 adults here in the U.S., and it concluded that that is actually the case. So if you think about it, everything that we have online, from our emails to our documents to our photos to our life insurance, online banking, subscription services, if we were to pass away like right now, many of these things would actually never be found. And this is, you know, true for financial things like many money accounts, but as well as some sort of priceless photos and things like that. So the purpose of Good Trust is to protect everyone's legacy. And we do that in two ways. One is that if you have someone who passes away, we help you find those accounts and make sure that either we extract the photos or the data, or maybe you want to close down things like LinkedIn because you don't want to have work anniversary reminders from dead people, or maybe you want to use Facebook as a memory page to, you know, tell everyone of the deceased one's friends that, you know, they have passed away, and this is a great way for them to show their respect. So both for helping people who lost someone, but also we're coming out with a new service or the next month where you can plan ahead and essentially log out your most important sites, your documents, your last goodbyes, so that they will reach the right person if something were to happen to you.
Okay, got it. You know, anecdotally, my first cousin passed away at only age 40 a few years ago, and I went on to Facebook and I found a way of downloading all of his online photo albums and give them to his family and things like that. But I had to do that manually, one by one. I even guessed his Yahoo Mail password and was able to archive his messages for offline use to give to his family if they ever needed it for anything, his businesses and things like that. But I'm pretty digitally savvy. I'm pretty tech savvy. I can imagine it being an overwhelming endeavor for those who are not savvy and they don't know where to start when their loved ones pass on.
It is absolutely overwhelming. So this is still very early days. So it's pretty much only Google and Facebook that have some processes for this. But if you think about our accounts, we probably have probably at least 20 different accounts that are, you know, very important to take care of. Many companies don't have a process. You essentially have to contact customer service. Each company have different information requirements, different sort of documentation.
Death certificate and things like that.
And things like that, which means that it's an extremely tiresome process. So what we try to do is essentially to, on our back end, we know what each site needs in terms of information and documentation. So what you do is that you tell which sites you want, and then what we do is we say, okay, then we're going to need this information, this documentation from you. You sign a power of attorney so we can represent you, and then we go to work for the 20 different sites, and you don't have to, you essentially just sit back and watch the progress, essentially.
But are we expected to do this for ourselves, you know, so I'm, you know, middle-aged, but I'm healthy right now and all that. Am I supposed to get the ball rolling with Good Trust on my own and then entrust my, I don't know, my lawyer or my spouse, my partner with this, you know, this information in the event of my passing? Or is this something that family members should start thinking about as their loved ones start getting ill or older or what have you?
Yeah, I think definitely is something that we see everyone should do, and of course we will help when it's already too late, so to speak. But if you think about it, most people don't really want to engage in their own mortality. So there are certain times where maybe you get a new job, they ask you to sign up for pension and a life insurance, for example. Then that's, I think, where we could add that as an add-on to what you're already doing, or maybe you're writing in that will, which typically does mostly covers the, let's call it, the physical world.
Right, the estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you can add this as an add-on. So I think there are these moments in time where you're actually thinking about this a little bit. That's where we come in, but you should, of course, do this anytime. And the platform also allows you to share things already today. So, for example, if you have a photo album with your family, you could make that available already now, whereas your Coinbase Bitcoin account maybe only transferred to someone you decide when you pass away.
I see. Okay, got it. We're chatting with Rickard Stieber. He is the CEO and founder of Good Trust. Perhaps you can walk us through how to get going. I mean, is it a one-time fee? Is it a monthly service? You mentioned there are different ways to set it up, but and even you know, even in the event of your untimely passing, your family can maybe research this and look at this retroactively, but probably smarter to get the ball rolling before it's too late. But can you maybe walk us through the process from start to finish?
Yeah, it's very easy. So if something happens to a loved one, what you do is that you go to mygoodtrust.com. You essentially select the sites that you need help with. So say it's Facebook, LinkedIn, and maybe Google. And then you tell what you want. You maybe want to have memorialize Facebook and maybe delete LinkedIn and maybe extract photos from Google Photos. Then you pay. There is a fee. Right now what we're doing is that we are helping families of first responders. So if they want to memorialize their Facebook page, they can do that for free now. And we're going to continue supporting first responders. And then the system essentially asks you for information about you and the deceased. You upload some documents, typically proof of death and proof of who you are. You sign a power of attorney, and then we have all the ammunition that we need in order to contact these sites. Typically takes somewhere between 2 to 6 weeks to get most of these things done, and then we will keep you updated on the progress. So that's how it works for if you need help with a loved one. A new service is coming out later in October. Where you can do this for yourself. It's very simple. You essentially then add the sites that you want. So maybe it is your online banking, insurance, maybe your photo albums, social media, etc. And then you also tell who you want to have access to this if something happens to you. It could be different people. And then you can also upload documents. You can have your last video goodbyes. So a range of things that you may want. And then there is a solution where you could have a deputy that is your most trusted deputy.
Rickard, please hold that thought. I want to learn more about that when we return, as well as some other features of Good Trust. We'll be right back with more on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. Now's a perfect time to renew your sleep with the one-of-a-kind comfort of Tempur-Pedic and save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'll be right there. We got to redo the whole thing.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin. Like at Phil's Machine Shop. To keep carving out more revenue, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops and desktops, as well as accessories like monitors, keyboards, mice, cameras. There's also smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. If there's one thing about the LEGO Group is that they don't rest on their laurels. Sure, they could just make LEGO playsets from now until eternity and people will buy them, but the company regularly invests in new ways to play. Last year, for example, they introduced LEGO Hidden Side, which fused playsets with augmented reality. So when you look at your completed playset, it's usually like a haunted mansion or a ghost ship or something. When you look at it through the lens of your smartphone camera, you saw these animated events happen, and you can play games as well. So smart. And now we're going to learn about another fusion of the physical with the digital, and it's called LEGO Video, spelled V-I-D-I-Y-O. Joining us to chat about it is Will Thorogood. He's Vice President of Innovation at the LEGO Group, based in beautiful Denmark. Welcome to the show, Will. Good to chat with you.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
At a high level, tell us a bit about LEGO Video. I know it's brand new, and it's a partnership between the LEGO Group and Universal Music Group, correct?
That is correct. So what we're trying to do with LEGO Video is have a really playful, fun, innovative music video making experience that brings the best of both worlds together. So we're bringing all the fun and creativity of the LEGO system in play together with the world of music and the world of creative expression through music and music video making.
All right. I'd love to hear how it works, because it sounds like a bit of a disconnect that you're making videos, so I'm assuming it involves cameras, but also there's the LEGO Heritage, which is the block building fund. How do you put it together?
So that's what we call fluid play. And it's a world we've kind of dabbled in before with experiences like Hidden Side that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
But we really try to use this physical and digital play together in what we call fluid play. When you think about how kids play, they don't really think about, now I'm playing with a physical toy and now I'm moving into a digital space and playing with a digital experience. They just see it all as play. But obviously, kids want to play in many different ways, and with new technologies available, there's a lot of great digital experiences out there. And we want to really make sure we're bringing the creativity and the fun of physical LEGO play to life in that digital world as well. And that's where this music video making experience came to play. So we're providing this kind of perfect and seamless bridge between the physical world, where you take your physical LEGO minifigures and your BeatBits, you scan them in to an app, and they come to life in this augmented world. So you can have your minifigure come to life at the same size as you in your house or in your garden or in the schoolyard. It's a really unique, fun experience seeing those minifigures come to life. And then you can interact with them to make these really exciting music videos.
All right, I'm going to ask you more about BeatBits in a minute. But the idea is that you're creating a music video with licensed tracks from Universal, but it's the LEGO characters, not yourself, that's in the video?
Yeah, well, actually, you can play with it in any number of ways. But at its core, this is about making cool minifigures come to life in your music videos. Now, if you want to dance with them, you can, of course, do that. And actually, we see a lot of kids playing together, one person being the director and producer of the film and another one being a performer or star in the music video. Likewise, when we talk to a lot of families, this is something that they feel they can do together. Have a great family time making these cool videos as well. But one of the things that we're really focused on is obviously safety. So once you've created your video, you can upload that into a social feed within the app, but you won't be able to upload videos of yourself. So there's no personally identifiable information can be shared accidentally within the app. Obviously, we want to make a safe and fully moderated social experience within there, because obviously this is an experience for kids, and we need to make sure it's perfectly safe for them to be in there and experimenting and being creative within this world.
Got it. Yeah, I know Lego Video is aimed at children aged 7 through 10, so creating a safe universe for them is a priority. All right, so the idea is this is a music video creation kit that is both an app, so you do need a phone or a tablet, I'm assuming, to record it, as well as do you need a special playset or can you use existing Lego playsets?
Well, actually, you can do. I could do a couple of things. You're right in that you need an app. So Lego Video is an app. It's available for your mobile device. And once you download the app, you can actually start playing the free-to-play experience. So you can just start playing straight away and have a go at making your first music videos without buying any product.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just get in there and get playing and get creative and get experimenting within this world of Lego Video. But then we have a range of characters. So we have a blind packed collectible range of characters called bandmates, and then we have 6 beatboxes launching on the 1st of March as well. So with these kind of bring your creativity to the next level. So you have some really cool iconic characters that throughout the development phase, whenever we speak to kids, they absolutely fall in love with these characters because they see bits of themselves in each of these characters. They're really diverse, really expressive, and very, very fresh and new-looking minifigure characters. And around that, you have BeatBits. And the BeatBits are the tools that allow you to interact with these characters and make the performances in these music videos really unique and special.
All right, when we return on Tech It Out, we're going to continue learning about Lego Video, and I want to know more about BeatBits. To me, this is really intriguing, but I'll let our guests explain why. So stick with us. We're going to learn more about Lego Video. Again, that's V-I-D-I-Y-O when we return on Tech It Out. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. More coming right up after this short break. Stick with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about this?
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
There's in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
We're We're chatting with Will Thorogood. He's VP of Innovation at the LEGO Group based in Denmark. We're learning about a new product called LEGO Video. It's an ecosystem, if you will, that fuses an app with special playsets and these little square LEGO elements called Beat Bits. And it also fuses in augmented reality and video creation. I mean, this is it sounds ambitious, and I know that it's radio, so I encourage our listeners to check it out online. I'm sure they can Google video. Again, it's spelled LEGO, V-I-D-I-Y-O, in order to see it in action. Now, before the break, you were starting to tell us about Beat Bits. What is that exactly?
Absolutely. So these Beat Bits are these 2x2 printed LEGO tiles. So the physical 2x2 LEGO tiles with a decoration on, and each one of those can be scanned into the app. And when you scan them in, they become buttons on the app interface that you can then use to control audio effects, dance moves, lighting effects, scene effects within the music video itself. So they're the kind of creative tools, if you like, that you can use to express yourself within this video. There's a few things that are really important about them. They're a system. Like you know, the LEGO physical building system, this is a digital creative system as well. So you press one beat bit on its own, and it will do one thing. If you press it combined with one or two or three other ones, they will act together in a different way. So it's a bit like ingredients in a recipe. You never, you know, through this experimentation, you never exactly know what the output will be until you try all of these beat bits together. And that's what's you know, one of the things that's really exciting is that actually we still don't know where this creativity ends for this video expression. The other thing that's really interesting with the physical beat bit tiles is this is actually the first time for many kids in the target age group we're looking at, the first time they've really experienced any sort of music in a physical form. They've grown up in a world of streaming. So actually the physical tiles become a little bit like sort of a CD or vinyl collection did in my view. And so in the beatboxes, you have a little storage unit that's a bit like a record shelf. And actually, there's a real value in these physical tiles because that they allow you to unlock this creative expression in the videos that you make. And it's a really unique and new feeling for kids to have that sort of connection to music in that physical form.
I love that because I missed that connection myself. Before we talk about timing, when we can expect this in our own homes, tell us a bit about this survey that LEGO commissioned about music and creative play. What were some of the key highlights?
It's a really interesting survey, and obviously we do a huge amount of research as we're developing experience like this, but there's some really key highlights and interesting information that came out of it that's really helped us shape the direction of this project as we developed it. For example, 89% of parents say music helps build creative skills, and 83% say it helps build confidence, which was really useful for us when we're trying to understand how we put this experience together. Likewise, 94% of parents believe playing with Lego bricks helps develop creativity, and 91% say it improves problem solving, 89% saying it builds confidence. So all of these facts together, you can see the parental perception of Lego bricks and Lego building is very well aligned with what they're saying about music and creativity as well, which is why we saw this great opportunity to bring these two worlds together in this Lego video experience.
Do you know offhand some of the bigger names, some of the artists that our listeners may be familiar with when it comes to the licensed tracks from Universal?
Absolutely. So we will launch with about 30 tracks in the app, and there will be new tracks coming all the time. But when we launch, you'll expect to see artists like Blackpink, Imagine Dragons, Katy Perry, Marshmello, even a bit of MC Hammer in there for the parents. So it's a really eclectic mix of not just brand new artists, but also some nostalgic artists and tracks in there. As I said, this is something you can do with your family. It's a really great fun experience for parents and kids. So we wanted to make sure we've got a music mix that is relevant for both kids, but also the parents that want to get involved as well.
Especially during the pandemic, I like the whole focus on family play as well. We're spending a lot more time indoors, and it's something interactive and fun for both generations. So as we wrap up, Will, how much does LEGO Video cost, and when can we expect it?
So you can expect to see the products in stores and on e-commerce platforms as of the 1st of March. We have price points ranging from $4.99 up to $19.99 when we launch. Obviously these are super accessible price points. As I said, you can just start for free just by downloading the app and having a little experiment before you commit to purchase as well.
And do you buy the tracks, the music, individually if you want more than, say, the 30 at launch, or is that included?
No, so all of the content is included. There's no in-app purchase. Obviously, this is, again, a perfectly kid-safe app, so parents don't have to worry about their kids finding music that they shouldn't be listening to. All of the music is kid-safe.
Good to know. Will, it's been great chatting with you. Thanks again, Will. Stay healthy. Good to chat with you.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to Tech It Out, everyone. Have a great rest of your weekend, a healthy week ahead, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend on a brand new episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. With the snow and ice clearing in Texas after days of unusual cold, authorities are finding the bodies of people who likely froze to death as they struggled to stay warm after electricity was cut to millions. Of around the 70 deaths attributed to the snow, ice, and frigid temperatures nationwide, more than a dozen were people who perished in homes that had lost their heat, most of those in Texas, where the state's chief executive wants things to change.
Governor Greg Abbott wants mandates that would require power plants to withstand extreme winter weather. The number of Texas residents without power at one point was around 500,000 after historic snowfall and single-digit temperatures buckled the state's electric grid. Abbott has laid much of the blame on the state's grid operators and has called for investigations. The weather is blamed for a number of deaths in Texas. John Scott reporting.
U.S. is reversing former President Trump's policy that made asylum seekers wait in Mexico.
The Biden administration moved forward Friday with the unwinding of Trump administration asylum policy. 25 asylum seekers who had been forced to wait in Mexico under the Remain in Mexico program were taken to San Diego hotels to quarantine for 7 days under coronavirus protocols. The 25 will then wait in the U.S. with relatives, friends, or sponsors for their court hearings. Michael Hopkins, the CEO of Jewish Family Service of San Diego, which is playing a support role, says for now it's expected 25 asylum seekers a day will be allowed into San Diego. I'm Mike Gracia.
Mars rover has landed. NASA releasing a stunning picture of its newest rover being lowered onto the dusty red Mars surface some 24 hours after the Perseverance successfully touched down near an ancient river delta. It's going to search for signs of ancient life and set aside the most promising rock samples for a return trip to Earth in about a decade. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The World Health Organization says deaths from COVID-19 increased by 40% in Africa in the past month compared to the previous month.
The increase, more than 22,000 people dying in the past 4 weeks, is, one African chief says, a tragic warning that health workers and health systems in many countries in Africa are dangerously overstretched. While the director of the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the continent is more vulnerable than we'd thought, and, reflecting on the pandemic, says the 100,000 confirmed deaths milestone is remarkably painful.
Charles de Ledesma reporting. Britain circulated a draft resolution to the UN Security Council demanding a general and immediate cessation of hostilities in major conflicts from Syria and Yemen to Central African Republic, Mali, Sudan, and Somalia in order to tackle the pandemic. More at townhall.com. Former Housing Secretary Dr. Ben Carson says he has a lot of questions when it comes to the fairness of the recent presidential election.
There's no question that the legislators in each state are supposed to control the elections, not the Secretary of State, not the governor. People are not supposed to be making changes to the way that the election is done.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Dr. Carson said there's plenty of blame to go around when it comes to the way the Capitol riot was handled on January 6th.
If people had a retrospective scope and they could look back and do things differently, I'm sure they would. We can spend a lot of time ascribing guilt, or we can learn from things and move forward.
Supreme Court's being asked by the ACLU to declare the all-male draft to be unconstitutional. The petition argues excluding women from the draft undermines their own equality as U.S. citizens. More at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
More.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your Cavalier in need of some confidence? Does your Siamese kitten need to improve her self-image? Are your dachshunds acting a little depressed? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you? If you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, stay tuned. Because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you. If you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dogs are jumping, digging, humping, scratching, your cat's not using the litter box, hates the new cat you brought into the household, separation anxiety, they're depressed, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. But let me just remind everyone how lucky you are, because everyone that calls into the show today and does, in fact, get through to me live and talk to me will be getting a fabulous gift for your dog or cat. If you're new to the show, many of the items I give away are $25, $35, $40, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer all of your pet and animal questions, or even if you want to share a great story about a dog or cat you rescued that's helped you out, got you through this time of a pandemic, give me a call. If you get through, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. And as I said, lots of great stuff to give away on the show. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. Coming up, your questions and comments are always first. However, how dogs and cats may have saved many, many, many children from major psychological issues due to the pandemic, isolation, and social distancing. Rescue pets of the rescues for your kids coming up. Also, are you looking at me? I mean, are you looking at me so your dog is staring at you? Is he trying to read your facial expressions? And can they really tell your mood from your face? I'll have the answer and also a test that you can do to see if your dog is, in fact, reading your facial expressions. Also coming up, you know, we can usually tell when our dogs are not feeling well. But what about our cats? Would you know if your cat was suffering? They can be silent sufferers. We'll talk about that. And I'm going to share with you one of the most upsetting adoption posts I've ever read from a family giving up their 15-year-old dog. And the reason, well, the reason they're giving up their dog, you will not believe. We'll talk about that. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking, not using the litter box, not eating, eating too much, surfing your counters, your dog hates other dogs and some people, your dog's suffering with separation anxiety, your cat's depressed, keeps you up at night, or you just realize that your dogs and cats might be a little brighter than you, great time to give me a call. That phone number, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day is, do you believe that your dogs and your cats can read your facial expressions? Do you believe that your dogs and cats can read your facial expressions? That's one of the questions. But by the way, if you didn't know, today happens to be National Love Your Pet Day. I don't know why. February 20th every year is National Love Your Pet Day. To me, every day. Do we really need a national day? Every day is National Love Your Pet Day. But listen to this. This is kind of interesting. Of those people that responded that are married, here's the statistics that blew me away. 53% of married men and women, 53% admitted to kissing their dog more than their partner. That's more than 50% admitted to kissing their dog more than their significant other. Are you a dog kisser or a significant other kisser? Give me a call. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away on today's show. Well, I'll give you a list in just a little bit, but hugs and kisses, Cats Incredible, Lucy Pet Food, 877-725-8255. How about we start out with a phone call and go to my friend Sylvia. Hey, Sylvia, welcome to the Pet Show.
Oh, thank you so much. How are you?
I am doing great, Sylvia. How can I help you and your dog out today?
Two things. And positively, she does read my facial expressions. I know that 100%. My first question is, she has what's called luxating patella.
Yeah.
She's an 8-year-old little Chihuahua mix mini pin. her knees don't hurt her. I can tell it doesn't hurt her. But
well, do you know what you, do you know what your dog is called?
No.
And you said it's part Chihuahua and part miniature pincher?
Correct.
I have two of them. You know what they're called?
No.
Chipins.
Chipins. I did a
Chipins.
DNA and that's what they told me she was.
They're either called Chipins or Minchais. Chipins or Minchais. You can use either way.
I
so now you know.
Remember
what,
that.
There you go. I have two of them. Molly and Willie are both Chipins. So there you go. Anyway, what else can I do for you?
Like I said, she has a luxating patellas.
Yeah.
They told me she did. Her knees pop out. She's very, very active. She's 8 years old, but you'd think she was a puppy. And I wanted to find out if there's any supplements I should use to help her.
Yeah, anytime you have an eight-year-old dog, you want to give her a complete supplement. And one of the advantages, and if I'm going to do a commercial for myself in a little while, so if I'm bragging, please bear with me. You know, I took my own Hugs and Kisses supplement, and it's brand new. It's now Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1. And what we've done is we've added glucosamine and chondroitin specifically for the hips and joints. Now, a lot of items might have glucosamine and chondroitin, but it's how they're delivered. That's what makes Hugs and Kisses so different. So would it be okay with you, Sylvia, if I sent you a jar, the most expensive thing, sure, I have to give away, if I sent you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses supplements for your dog? Would that be okay with you?
That would be fantastic. I appreciate that very much.
That's what I'm going to do. But also, something you might want to consider. A lot of people are unaware that there are dog rehabilitation centers around the country. There's a couple here right in Los Angeles. You may want to either ask your vet, go online, find some place that does animal rehab, and this way they can work on acupuncture, acupressure, cold laser therapy, hydrotherapy, massage therapy. They do amazing work. So in conjunction with supplementation, maybe some rehabilitation therapy would go a long way as well. It's only an 8-year-old chip, and it's a baby, so I think that's also a good idea for you.
That sounds fantastic. I've never heard of that, so I will get right
on that.
That's
what amazes me. So many people have never heard of that. Here in Southern California, I know there's one called Beach Rehab. I got to get in touch with these people and get more information on them. Anyway, Sylvia, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you – oh, you had another question for me?
Yes. The other question is she loves pets. She loves any type of animal. But she will – if a human comes near her and they got too close, she will positively bite. Especially a mailman, a male person, especially if she can recognize the uniform even.
Well, I talk about this frequently because this is pretty common. Why is it that dogs don't like the mailman? Think about it from the dog's point of view. The same guy comes to your house every single day. He comes to your house, makes a lot of noise by putting the mail in the mailbox. The dog reacts by barking, and the mailman runs away. So from the dog's perspective, it did exactly what it's supposed to do. Someone was invading its territory or your territory, and he scared that guy away. And the dog wins every time. The mailman always leaves. So it builds up the dog's confidence. That's why dogs react that way to the mailman, or some dogs that even chase cars, and they shouldn't be out by themselves, but a dog that chases a car usually wins. The car runs away, and that's why it's more difficult to resolve. So in terms of why they're doing it, that's why they're doing it, is they're reacting because the mailman is running away, and in the dog's mind it did exactly what it was supposed to do. I would not correct that behavior.
I will not. Thank you so much. I never thought of that. You are so smart. Thank you.
Don't get carried away, Sylvia. I'm not that smart. But anyway, let's put Sylvia on hold. We're going to send Sylvia a jar of the brand new, I'm going to do a commercial for it right now, so listen carefully, the brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplements on its way to you, Sylvia, and I really do appreciate that phone call. Just a reminder, if you're new to the Pet Show, a new listener, everyone that calls in and does in fact get through to me live on the air will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Many worth $25, $35, $40 and more. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Listen carefully about my Hugs and Kisses. When your name is on the label, and mine is, when your reputation is on the line, and for over 40 years, mine was. That's a promise I made with my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats for your dogs and cats. Now I've taken your suggestions from over the years, and I've upgraded the favorite product. Introducing the brand new, improved 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. Now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I added prebiotics as well as probiotics to the new 4-in-1 to improve gut health and increase the absorption of vitamins and minerals from your pet's regular diet. My brand new Hugs and Kisses vitamin content is boosted as well with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Hugs and Kisses now has an added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and a glossy coat, shedding down to a bare minimum, no more dry skin, dander gone, hairballs a thing of the past. I also eliminated wheat, corn, and soy, the most common food allergens for your pets. My brand new Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement 4-in-1 treats will optimize your pet's health at any age with essential antioxidants to fortify the nutritional needs of both dogs and cats. So keep your pets happy, keep your pets healthy by feeding my own tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Now my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements are available at Amazon.com. If you're a Prime member, shipping is free. So check out my Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, my own website, thepetshow.com, or you can call my office directly at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 and the word hug. So check out Hugs and Kisses supplements at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, or thepetshow.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
A big cat, small cat, short cats, tall cats, old cats, young cats, many to be found. Nice cats, mean cats, fat cats, lean cats, figured, small-eyed, running all around.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Lucy Pet products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park
or at your kitchen table. Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Smelly cat, what are they feeling?
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. Phone number here, 877-725-8255. As you know, everyone that calls in and gets to be live will get a great gift. This is exactly what I'm going to be giving away today. Many of the items are $25, $30, $40, and more. My own Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats. You just heard me talk about them. I'm giving away Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, Lucy Pet Food for your dogs and cats, Arthrosuit Gold for your pet's hips and joints, those amazing T-shirts that say None of My Friends Walk Upright, Mushroom Max, copies of my behavior books, either the dog or cat, hemp seed oil for your pet. So everyone that calls in and does, in fact, get to talk to me live will get one of these fantastic gifts for their best friend, thanks to my super sponsors. Again, that number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, can your dogs read your facial expressions? Do you believe your pets, cats too, do you believe they can read your facial expressions? Give me a call, let me know. I'll send you a great gift, 877-725-8255. But right now, let's go to my friend Will in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Will, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah,
what's up?
I think my dog can definitely read my facial expressions because usually they give them right back to me. And I've got a little rescue farm, and I've got four pups, and I try to get them out to go potty at a regular time, and they can go outside, run around the backyard, and they'll come right back in the house, and they like to go potty on the floor. What is a good solution to? I've tried crate training. I've tried taking them out repeatedly at the same time, not letting them go for a long time without, but they still are in this.
Okay, so well, let me see if I got a handle on you. When you say you have a small rescue, these are four rescue dogs you live with?
Yes, but we have other animals as well. But yes,
okay.
I have these.
Now,
four,
with these rescue dogs, are they all having accidents?
I would say yes. I would say yes, they are. It's hard to keep track of them because, you know, they'll run all over and disappear. But
where are the accidents taking place?
Front room and bedroom.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do, okay? Let's try this. You may have to call me back in a couple of weeks. This is not an exact science, okay? What I want you to do, and I'm sure you've already tried this, I want you to pick up a really good enzymatic stain and odor remover and thoroughly clean up any areas where the dog has had accidents. Now, if you don't remember, you can take one of those black lights that we all had in the 70s. At night, turn the black light on, and it will point any areas where the dogs have either defecated or urinated. So you know to clean that up with a good stain and odor remover. Now, this is the important part. Once you find the next time one of the dogs has had an accident, what I'd like you to do is clean up that accident where the dog had gone. I want you to spend time playing with the dog and his toys specifically in that area. And what I'd like you to do is put down a paper plate with just a little bit of the dog's dry food in it in the area where he pooped after you've cleaned it up. I'm assuming they don't poop near their food dishes. So let's say that works great for a day, and the next time, a day later, they have another accident somewhere else. You do exactly the same thing. So what's going to happen is when they start seeing where they poop is where their food follows, then what's going to happen is they're going to stop pooping in that area. Does that make sense to you, Will?
Yeah, it does.
That's the first. There are many other steps we can do, but that's the first step at this point. So let's get started with that. Give that a week or two. If that doesn't work, Will, you call me back, and I'll go a little bit further with you. How's that?
That sounds great. I got one more question.
Sure, go ahead. You know what, Bill? I don't want to rush you. Let's put Bill on hold. I don't want to rush anyone. I'd rather put you on hold, Bill, then I'll get to Jim as well. Let's put Bill on hold. I got to take a quick break, then we'll get right back to your calls. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I tore a bunny as plain as he could be.
An important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information. It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. Or if you just want to answer my question, if you believe your dog or cat can read your facial expressions, give me a call. I'll still send you a great gift. That phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Just before I get back to Will, the key to changing behavior is not to allow your dog to be rewarded for it. Instead of yelling, give your dog the chance to succeed and reward them when they do right and they triumph. So important. So many dogs get so much attention when they're doing something wrong and hardly any attention when they're doing something right. All right, let's go to my friend Will in Michigan. Welcome back, Will.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. So you have a second question for me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. I've got an elderly beagle, and probably about 3 years ago, he started getting shaky leg. And it's progressively gotten a little bit worse and a little bit worse, and he shakes quite a bit, and then he'll want to sit down because it shakes so much on him. Is there anything that you can give him or do for him so it doesn't shake so much, that his legs are calmer for him?
Well, we can, you know, it should be checked by a vet. But there's something we can try. I don't know if it's going to work, but we're going to try it. It's been working wonders in many animals. I am going to send you, from my good friends over at Nature Vet, I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil specifically put together for joints and hips. So let me get that out to you. I use hemp seed oil all the time. So this is made by Nature Vet. This is the only hemp seed oil I recommend. By the way, it's made within a half hour from where I live. So I know the company for over 35 years. So I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks, though, Will, and let me know how it's working for you. Is that okay?
I appreciate that much.
And I also want you to try out the tips I gave you. You know, those are basic tips for resolving the housebreaking issues, but if you run into more, you can give me a call. There's a lot of great information on the website, thepetshow.com, as well. Thanks for calling, Will. We'll get right back to you. We're going to send you, for your guys, we're going to send you some Nature Vets hemp seed oil specifically for the hips and joints. I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. So got lots of great stuff to give away. But right now, let me go to my friend Jim in Prescott. Hey, Jim in Prescott. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Warren. It's actually Kim.
Oh, it's Kim. I was just going to say, Jim, I was expecting this deep, hi, Warren. Anyway, well, Kim, welcome to the show. There you go. What can I do for you?
So I have a beagle who's a year and 3 months. He's is still intact, and he's as sweet as pie, you know, 98% of the time. But recently he's been getting more and more aggressive. Typically, you know, if we startle him, if he's asleep, obviously, you know, he'll come after us and try to bite us. He has strong blood. Or if I do something that he doesn't like try to trim his nails, he also will retaliate a little bit later.
But, Kim, where did you get the dog from, and how old was he when you got him?
We got him when he was 6 weeks old, and we got him from a gentleman just in the next town over who used beagles for pest control, like getting rid of skunks and things.
Let me explain something to you right from the beginning, okay? In terms of the dog's aggressive behavior, part of that is based on the fact that he was separated from his litter too young. When puppies are born, especially beagle puppies, they have the opportunity to kind of play rough with each other and chew on each other and bite each other, but it doesn't hurt because they have hair all over their bodies. And so what happens when a dog is separated from its litter mates too young, they don't have that ample opportunity to work out those different aggressive scenarios. So therefore, it comes into your home. And when the dog is being aggressive with you right now, what is your reaction?
Basically, we just try to get away from him.
You're reinforcing the behavior. So, in other words, if the dog is showing aggressive behavior and you're backing away, what you're doing is letting the dog know that that aggressive behavior is okay because he's winning the situation. Have you done any basic training with the dog whatsoever?
Yes. You know, he knows the basic commands, you know, sit, stay, lay down.
Do you practice those basic commands consistently? I mean, a lot of people will take the time when a dog first comes into their home and they'll teach the dog how to sit and stay, lie down and come when called. And that's great. However, these are things like reading that have to be practiced on a consistent basis. So when you have a dog that's showing aggressive behavior, the worst thing that you can do is try to correct that aggression by being more aggressive. What you want to establish at that point is authority with the dog, but in a positive way. So what I'm going to recommend right off the bat is, number one, start working with the dog on the basic training, even though he knows it. He loves to go outside, take him for a walk, give him 10 minutes of basic training at that point, then go back to the house. When the dog shows you aggressive behavior, as soon as that behavior is gone, that's when that leash and harness comes out again, and he gets a 5-minute lesson at that point. What's happening now is when the dog is reacting to you in an aggressive way, you're backing away. And what happens is the more you back away, the more of a bully the dog's going to become. So you need to confront it, but not at that time, because confronting it when the dog's already aggressive is not going to resolve it. So, again, go back to your basic training to reestablish that positive authority. That's going to be really, really critical. And once you establish that positive authority, you'll start noticing this aggressive behavior will start to disappear.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wonderful. Now, would that help with
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
He started getting aggressive with dogs at the dog park, particularly only male dogs.
Yeah, but the other thing that you said to me that really bugs me the most is, why is he not neutered at this point?
I've been working on my husband.
Tell your husband we're not taking his testicles off, okay? We're taking the dog's testicles off. That's number one. And number two is, I've never seen a dog that had its testicles removed by being neutered look under his tail and say, oh, man, my testicles are gone. I'm so upset. Number one, it's healthier for the dog physically. No testicular cancer, no prostate cancer. It's much healthier for the dog, and it'll make a big difference in the dog's behavior. There are too many dogs already that don't need homes. My recommendation on top of everything I told you would be, and if you want me, I'd love to have your husband give me a call next week. A lot of men have this problem. I don't know why. It's much healthier, much better, much safer, much more humane to have it done with the dog. So my recommendation is to have him neutered, number one. Follow my advice, number two. It's going to make all the difference. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you for your dog. I am also going to send you, you know what, I'm going to send you a copy of my behavior book. I want you to read the chapter on aggression. But I also, why is it that so many men have a problem with neutering. I don't understand it. Dogs don't have a problem after they're neutered. As I said, they're not looking under their tails and saying, oh, man, my testicles are gone. Why do men have, they'll spay anything. I'll spay the female dog, but they won't neuter a dog. Don't they understand the physiological as well as the psychological benefits of having a dog neutered? Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I got some hugs and kisses to give away. These are the most expensive items, $35, $40. I got hugs and kisses to give away, Cat's Incredible Litter. I got Lucy Pet Food to give away, copies of my books, hemp seed oil, T-shirts. Great time to give me a call. Everyone that calls in gets to be live. We'll get a great gift for their dog or cat. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Even if you want to just tell me whether or not you believe your dog can read your facial expressions. 877-725-8255. So you love animals. Obviously you do. You're listening to The Pet Show. Well, let me tell you how you can help thousands of animals. Imagine, just imagine for a moment, being able to leave your mark in this lifetime better than when you came in. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue would never have been able to do the incredibly amazing work they do without you guys, my listeners, and your support. My friend Leo Grillo, who I consider an extreme rescue hero, and by the way, Delta's founder, asks that if you can, please put some of your life's work into helping their over 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses into the future. All of these animals came from the streets, the forests, the gutters, all over the country. That's why my wife and myself have decided to make a personal bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. And here's why. It's simple. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now and also give you some tax benefits. Like any good parent, Leo needs to make sure that every single one of the animals he rescued, as I said, from the deserts, the forests, the streets, all across the country, never have to worry again. And take it from me, they don't. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses happy, safe, and yes, loved, loved for the first time in their lives. I urge you to visit DeltaRescue.org. DeltaRescue.org, and read about these throwaway pets, how they were rescued, and how great they're doing now. Then give them a call. Write down this phone number, 661-269-4010. 661-269-4010. Ask for details that include Delta's rescued animals and your estate planning like I did. So log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or give them a call, 661-269-4010. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats.
Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available at Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
Mike, room 4 is ready to go. Like, now?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Kelly, room 2 needs to be...
Like at Dr. Moore's dermatology practice. To keep pace with new patients, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
The year of the cat. We're back on the pet show. That phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let me go right now to my friend Jacqueline. Hey, Jacqueline, welcome to the pet show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. What can I do for you?
I have two questions, but my main concern would be my cat. I have a almost six-year-old male neutered ragdoll.
Mm-hmm.
And
great breed.
Yeah, great breed. I've had him since about 7 weeks, and probably since about 8 weeks. We started noticing little things. We weren't sure if it was just because he was a kitten kind of roughhousing on his own. He would kind of go after my youngest son at the time. My son is now 11, and he is his sole purpose of attacking him all the time. My son has been in the middle of a Zoom meeting during class, and the cat has launched himself and attacked him on camera.
Let me ask you a question, Jack.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I just recently relocated him into my downstairs area where my older son lives, which is, he's 14. So he has his own, like, little, you know, downstairs area. And so I just did that as of Friday to separate him and my son, because it got to the point where he doesn't use his claws. It's his mouth. Full on bit my son in the back of the head and the scalp.
Yeah, but let's.
Blood.
Is it your son is the only one he goes after?
Yes, and I think what it is, I tell my son, you always run and you act like prey. That's my analogy of it.
Well, that's interesting. But the and you don't want to get rid of your son, right? Listen to me. It's a real serious question, okay? I may have to put you on hold and come back to you, okay? But I want you to understand that this is not a cat problem alone. You kind of hit the nail on the head. Young boys, very often don't realize how strong their hands are or how they react with a pet. And sometimes when they pick the cat up, they'll drop them down from a foot high or 2 feet high, not purposely trying to hurt the cat, but it does hurt. What I would be doing in your situation is, rather than removing your son from the cat, is I would be working with your son, taking over the feeding of the cat, having your son clean the litter box, having the son give the cat treats, bringing toys every time he comes there. Let's reestablish a positive relationship with your son and the cat. What you're doing by separating them is you're creating more animosity on the cat's part. Now, I don't know, maybe there was someone similar in the home where he came from originally. He was also separated a little bit too young. They should have been separated probably at 9 or 10 weeks old. And again, the cat probably didn't have the opportunity to go a little bit to work at some of the aggressive problems he had with the other kitten. So at this point, what I would do is I would actually get your son more involved with the cat in terms of feeding, in terms of bringing toys, in terms of treats, and let your son spend some more time with the cat. You can be there to supervise. And what I want to happen is, the minute the cat shows any aggression, I want your son to turn around and walk away.
Well, see,
Jacqueline, I got to take a break. So let me put Jacqueline on hold. I'll come back to you, Jacqueline. I don't want to rush anybody today. Let me take a quick break. We'll get back to you right after this spot. Now, listen to me carefully. I can't say that anymore. Listen, here's the story. You've been hearing me talk about Lucy pet food for about 2 years now, how it's the food I feed my own guys, Lucy and Molly, after I rescued them about a year and a half ago. Let me tell you, there's not a food on the market that even comes close to Lucy pet food with that probiotic and prebiotic formula. But don't take my word alone. Here's exactly what one of my listeners had to say about Lucy pet food.
Someone gave me a bag of that Lucy dog food, and my dog loved it. I mean, right away, you know, and I noticed that the ingredients, everything. And then I saw all the nutritional value about the healing, the gut, everything, you know. And I said, man, I got to get this dog food.
I'm glad you did. It was a smart move on your part, because your dog's going to be a whole lot healthier and a whole lot happier. If you're not feeding your dogs and cats Lucy Pet Formicide pet food, shame on you. It's the food I feed my own pets. And I get emails and texts like that every day, people thanking for me. By the way, Lucy Pet Food is being used by rescues, humane societies, police departments. Even the FBI uses Lucy Pet Food. Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com. It's also available at Chewy.com, or go to their website, LucyPetFood.com. Check out Lucy Pet Food. You'll be glad you did, but your pet's even gladder. So check out Lucy Pet Food at Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or LucyPetFood.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. HeelVets.org.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving based on quick loans, internal bank, working fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, and MLS Consumer Access.org, number 330.
We are back on the Pet Show. You know, dogs are great at reading and explaining human facial expressions. Your dog may be staring at you to read your facial expressions and determine what it should do next. In case they recognize you have a worried expression on your face, they usually approach you, rub their face against you, and show comfort. It's amazing how sweet they are. You know, having trained over 40,000 animals myself, it's amazing to me how astute they are at picking up our moods. Hey, great time to give me a call. A quick break and right back to all your phone calls. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
On a planet of the sun.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.